from 2 Tango Mobile.
Farmer has it, and they go out and pick them on a daily basis and bring them in, and
know, they have them there for sale. And so, you know, it worked out that way. And so I've got them, I washed them before I left the house a while ago, and I've got them in a strainer and letting the water drain off them on a plate in the fridge so they stay cool. And, you know, that type of thing. And then I'll put them off in a bowl and get them ready for use. And then I'll go from there. And I made a trip out this morning and forgot to go and pick. That's when I picked up the raspberries, but I forgot to go by the pet store, which is the other place I meant to go this morning. Oh, well, you know, sometimes the memory, they say the memory is the first thing to go. Go ahead, Jerry, W2T.
Makes me remember the Hugo Gibbons, I don't know if you guys remember him, the naturalist guy that, anyway, he had a real good, his first book was Stalking the Wild Asparagus. Interestingly enough, you know, he was not, he hunted and fished and did all those things as well. And he had a recipe in there for blueberry muffins, and it really would have made sense. You know, you just don't overdo the batter or anything like that. They do better in muffins, I think. Of course, we used to do some stuff with them, too. My mother used to make some pies with them, and they weren't really pies. They were more like, they had whipped cream and stuff in them. You know, they were really good. But I didn't realize that the only difference between a huckleberry and a blueberry was number, you know, the way you tell them apart is number of seeds in them. And I had no idea. I didn't know that until I read that book years ago. Go ahead, Tom.
Sorry. Yeah, my dad used to, when he'd go south on the railroad down into Oklahoma, he'd bring back huckleberries. That brings back memories. We didn't have them up there in Kansas that I know of, anyways. But Mom would make a huckleberry pie. It was good. But I don't know if they got them down here or not. But, oh, Rusty, I just try to stay away from Lowe's and Home Depot on the weekends. It's a zoo, and if you just survive the parking lot, you're doing all right. And so we need to go get a post driver so we can knock these tomato steaks in. I built one for my brother-in-law and myself up in Kansas. He lived on a farm, and him and my sister-in-law, and it worked real well, but it was extra heavy duty, and I don't think I can lift that one now, so I think we'll just go get one at Home Depot or Lowe's, one of the two. But you can wait till Monday. Go ahead, Rusty.
What? Now, if you lived over here closer to me, all you'd have to do is come borrow the one that I have, and you wouldn't have to worry about it. I've got one. It's not a real, it's not a lightweight one, but it's not a real heavy one either. So, and I wasn't at Home Depot or Lowe's either one this morning. I was supposed to come out here to PetSmart and pick up the stuff I needed. I had to go to get the car washed today and go get my blackberries, and then I was going to go, come PetSmart before I went and got the blackberries, but somehow I got my cycle turned around. Anyway, I'm here. Let me run in, pick up these items so I can get back to the house and all, where it's a lot cooler indoors than it is. My thermometer here in the parking lot where I just parked says it's 95 degrees. I'll catch both of you in a few minutes. W2T.
Take over, actually. I'm walking from the parking lot to the front door. I don't think they have huckleberries in this part of the country. I don't remember anybody ever talking about them in the deeper part of the southeast. That was more or less a southwestern type of berry. I know they grow like in Montana and places like that. They taste a little bit different than a blueberry. I'm not sure how to describe it. Of course, you've had both, you know. They're just a little different taste. I don't think they're quite as twangy as some blueberries are. But I love blueberries. I mean, they just, and blackberries too, but I know we used to pick them wild. You know, we just get triggers all over us. And after we'll go through that ordeal dealing with those nasty critters. But I like blueberries too. Blueberries are probably my favorite, but I'm not a... If they're real big, they're a little... I don't like them when they're real seedy. They just... seem like the big ones have bigger seeds in them than the than the wild type do, or the ones that aren't hybrids or whatever, however they drive them now in 40GC.
TR. Yeah, Jerry, I love blueberries. They're good. Grandson sit down and eat a whole quart of them if you don't watch him. But I love fruit. Sometimes I overdo it. I had Bernice had some grapes, and they were the black-colored ones, you know, the dark-colored ones. And the white grapes at the store didn't taste too good, so we got the blue ones. And bug on my arm here, I think, or something. I just love them, but I have a tendency to overdo it. These here fell off of the vine, and so she just put them in a bowl, and I just sat there and ate the rest of the whole bowl. Sometimes I get a little too much, but I've had those this morning, and I had the blackberries and some raspberries, of course, while you're picking them. But yeah, when I was a kid up there in Kansas, those blackberries, man, the chiggers love them. We get them all over us. But Bernice has got these raspberries here, and they've done really well. They got thorns on them, and then she had some thornless blackberries. But I know she gave Amy some, but I don't know the daughter. I don't know if we got any of those left out there or not. But boy, the tomato plants, wow, we got way too many. And so we had those round things you put around them, you know, the cone-shaped wire things. And they're getting so dang tall, we had to put stake in there. So I just took some half-inch EMT conduit and flattened one end of it and cut it off a little bit shorter, a couple of feet. And we used those for several years. I use a chair thing you put on the bottom of the chairs to cover the hole usually on top so they don't get full of water. They last quite a while. But I don't know what we're going to do with all the tomatoes. My neighbor will take them down to Mitsubishi and give them away, and his wife probably takes them down to Honeywell. We just like growing stuff. Bernice has got, cucumbers. She's got cantaloupe and tomatoes and what else? Peppers and pepper plants. Our pepper plants in one garden do good, in the other garden they don't do worth a hoot. But we never had a great deal of luck with them till last year. They're doing all right now. And I probably need to mow grass, but I hate to mow that fescue. As hot as it's going to be next week, I guess it's going to get hotter yet.
Yeah, I don't get my grass cut for at least another week. We just had it cut on Monday. They cut it pretty short. We're trying to hope with this remedial we got out is going to survive, but the water bill was so out of sight last week, we'll have to back off. I think I've been talking to a couple guys and reading that it only Bermuda, once it gets established, it'll need about an inch a week. And we just got a few spots out there. It's pretty firmly, you know, in the ground now since it was sod. And Duke Powell got a call yesterday and said he's going to be out here. They're going to be out here Monday morning to do the little side yard here where they trenched it. And the builder finally got the temporary power pole down, so we're ready to go now. Actually, got some grass growing on it already, but they're going to throw some seed down, hay it, but I don't know whether we're going to be able to water it or not. But my dad used to love me. I always had a big garden, and the guy across the street here, he's got a garden. He got his fenced in to keep the deer and rabbits out of it, because they'll just eat everything, eat all this stuff up before it gets up good if he didn't do that. But he's also got some of those hay bale things where he's planted more hay bales, which is pretty interesting to me, but I just don't have the willingness to get out in it and do it because we just don't eat that many. We don't eat that much anyway, just the two of us, and we don't cook a lot.
Neither, but we generally give them away. The daughter, she don't like tomatoes, and so she's rubbed that off on my grandkids. They don't like me either, do they? But she makes salsa and stuff like that out of them. The Roma tomatoes are good for that. But we got celebrities and big boys and beefsteak. And then you bought some other ones, those sandwich, or what was it? Sandwich tomatoes. Never heard of that, but they look like a good tomato. I love tomatoes, but I probably shouldn't eat that many of them, but I like them. Probably going to... Oh, we're still eating bottom ones now. She bought a couple from the fruit market, and she's making hamburger and french fries today, right? And you sound like a good alternative on a nice hot day, don't it? Over.
Damn, or I could hour or two outside early today, but... I just sat inside the garage and got out of the sun. Okay, it didn't take long to cook tea for us. And we just got some fresh ground beef yesterday. She makes it in the pantry and goes ahead and freezes it up. And since she's making up that, she cooked us a couple of hamburgers instead of going out to get anything. They were good. She gets ground chuck. But she puts it and pats it up in the hamburgers because usually we do tacos for the grandkids. You know, when the daughter and son-in-law and grandkids come over, we do tacos for them. And it just, it thaws out better that way. Plus, you can kind of shake through it. I bought some at Walmart yesterday, which is the first time I bought anything in a long time, but the last couple of pounds we got at Publix, it was on sale, but it went bad the next day, Tom. I mean, that was, you opened it up, we opened it up, and it smelled, but the next day, I've never seen that before, and it had to, they're putting that in the sell-by date. It was like, almost, I think it was like the day we got it or the day after, but they went back, went bad, and we had to go back and get our money back on it, which is very unusual to have that done, but yeah, it is what it is, like Rusty says.
That is unusual. Publix is a great store in every respect. They're a little higher, but they got good products, that's for sure. Well, these guys are putting in their wood stove, and the snow's a-blowing. That's timing. Bernice, do you use the higher fat one for hamburgers? Yeah, she uses a 70-30, I think, isn't it? Something like that. It's not the real lean one. She says it's a better flavor, and I know it's probably not good for you, but no more hamburgers than we ever eat. We'll live through that one.
Trouble again.
Has Rusty back. Go ahead, Rusty.
I'm talking about hamburgers there. Yeah, I use the little bit fattier stuff. I don't go down to the 70. I stay at the 80 or 83, whatever it is I can get. And I'll use that when I'm making hamburgers. I use the leaner stuff if I'm making chili or if I'm making spaghetti sauce or something like that. And I'll found what I wanted. Got to make one more stop on the way home, and then stop and get juice in the car. And I'm going to go home and stay there the rest of the day. Of course, I got a 40-meter net to call tonight at 7 o'clock or 7:30, starting at 7:30, so I'll be on that. And then got church in the morning. And then I got a 20-meter net tomorrow afternoon, so got a few nets to call for the next day or so.
Well, we'll go back out again this afternoon if we do. It'll be later on. It's pretty decent out last night about after 8 o'clock. It cooled off in a hurry and had a little bit of wind. We got a little bit of rain. Yeah, we got a little bit of rain yesterday. We got maybe 40 minutes worth of rain, but by the time, by 5 o'clock, everything had dried back up again. I think it was yesterday. It might have been Thursday. We get so little, I can't keep track of it, I guess, Tom. And Rusty, but we use 80% most of the time on ours. Our burgers are 70%. I usually just cook mine on charcoal, and I kind of get them seared on both sides, and I'll take them off the heat and just put them, have my charcoal on one side, just put them off, take them off the heat, and kind of let them cook off the side, off the fire until they're done enough to suit me. I don't like mine real done, but it's probably not the smart thing to do, but I like them a little juicier than that, but... The 70% was sometimes it's almost like they got kerosene on them. They'll burn up in a heartbeat if you don't get them off the fire in a hurry.
Well, Bernice has a little grill. I don't know. Is that where you're going to cook them at today? Oh, she's just going to do them in the pan today. She says it's too hot out there in the carport, so she doesn't. We got a nice grill out there, but she says it's too dang hot to go out there with it. My neighbor does a lot of grilling next door. Bob, ND7J, he does a lot of grilling, I think, and smoking. But there's just the two of us, and it's not that big a deal. It's not going to heat up the whole house. Just to throw them in the skillet. But I don't argue with the chef over here. She does a fine job. Well, Rusty, I got a finger that's turning purple on me. It's my trigger finger on my left hand, and it's been that way a couple of days. I thought maybe it was a broken blood vessel. I don't know. I haven't wanted to go to urgent care about it, but I don't recall injuring it. I don't know what in the world I've done to it. Did you ever have that happen? Rusty must be in a traffic situation or a phone call.
Lynn had one of she had something like that in her ankle. Happened one time, and it actually was by her knee. She hadn't turned anything, but it just kind of turned purple down, and it was more like a, I don't remember if the doctor diagnosed it correctly or not, but it went away after a few days. But that almost sounds like some type of, artery or vein issue there, but I don't know what it would be. I can't remember what this thing was called now, but it had there was something running from your leg down to your ankle, and it would get bruised or something, and it wasn't like a compartment injury or something like that. I just don't remember exactly what it was called now. Tom, it hurt stayed that way for a week or so, I guess, and it just purple around her ankle bone, but she had not fallen and twisted and bruised it.
Another room for Rusty to get in there. It ain't real cold or nothing, but I don't know. I got arthritis in my fingers so much anymore, Rusty. Jerry, I played French horn for 9 years, and those three fingers in the middle got used a couple hours a night on French horn, so. Oh, maybe I'm paying for it with arthritis in them, but, at any rate, and then I played all through high school also, but all the last 9 years I played was in my 40s, I guess, 30s or 40s, I don't remember. Get too old to remember or care, but I don't like going to the doctor. I'd rather take a beating than have to go. I got to go get a shot of cortisone in my hip when Wednesday, Bernice, if she'll give it to me, so... Well, hope she does. Last time she gave me a little bitty one. It was like a flu shot or something. It didn't last a couple of weeks. I'm going to tell her to get that big needle out and put it down in there where it belongs. Anyways, I got to run down the hall, guys. So I'll turn over to Rusty if you don't pick it up. Jerry, nice talking to you this afternoon. And Bernice is getting along here, so I'm going to say 73s and... Have a good day. Maybe I'll catch you later on down the line. N4DJC in 0TR.
Oh, I'm back, Tom, and I heard you guys a while ago when you threw it to me, but I was underneath a ATM cover, and they've got a metal top over it, and when your antenna is dragging against that metal top, you don't want to try to transmit. Anyway, catch you shortly, Tom. I'm on my way to really hurt my pocketbook. Go ahead, Jerry.
This case won't be care. Yeah, on the man's finger, I do it often, and mine's on the inside. If I lift something, because I don't use my hand like I used to, I'll bust a vessel or a vein, bust something, it'll turn purple like that for a couple days. That hurt when you do it, but the next day or two, it'll be sore as it can be. But it'll turn purple like that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that information. That's about what it is, I think. Thanks for breaking in there. Send 0TR. And I got to run down the hall, guys.
All right, it will be gay out there. Y'all go back together. Enjoy.
had something like that happen before. That's been a long time ago. Mine did, of course, nowadays, if I did something like that, mine went to purple, I guess. That's good information, and another time appreciates, and all us older folk will do. But, Rusty, I'm going to have to jump out here in a little bit to myself, and hope you have a good afternoon. Stay as cool as possible. And, probably may catch you a little bit later on this evening or something on the radio. If not, we'll probably get together tomorrow sometime, I guess. But both you guys have a good afternoon. And stay cool and talk to you later. WUTT, N4DJC, and time's already left. Be clear.
Okay, Jerry, we'll talk to you later. Have a good one. W2T Mobile.